From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says ISIS cannot destroy us. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed confidence to those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and said he thinks there will be significant progress in that effort by the time he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released today, Mr. Obama called Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization, but stressed that the worst damage the militants could do to the United States is if people change their way of life and values.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way. But they can hurt us.
More than a year ago, the president authorized the beginning of a U.S.-led air campaign in Iraq and Syria to go after the militants. Since then, coalition planes have conducted about 9,000 airstrikes, but the militants still hold large areas, including major cities in both Syria and Iraq, bringing criticism of the U.S. response and calls for Obama to send in American ground troops. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violate the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the United States will now have to get one if they're also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. says they are known to have sponsored terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the U.S. will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal.